purport. This is an example of reciprocation of feelings between the master and the servant. The servant thinks that he is most impure and the master should not touch him. And the master thinks that because he has become impure by associating with so many impure living entities, he should touch a pure devotee like Haridas Thakur just to be purified himself. Actually, both the servant and the master are already purified because neither of them is in touch with the impurities of material existence. They are already equal in quality because both of them are purest. There's a difference in quantity, however, because the master is unlimited and the servant is limited. Consequently, the servant always remains subordinate to the master, and this relationship is eternal and undisturbed. As soon as the servant feels becoming the master, he falls into Maya. Thus, it is by the misuse of free will that one falls under the influence of Maya. The Mayavadi philosophers try to explain the equality of the master and servant in terms of quantity, but they fail to explain why, if the master and servant are equal, the servant falls victim to Maya. They try to explain that when the servant, the living entity, is out of the clutches of Maya, he immediately becomes the so-called master again. Such an explanation is never satisfactory. Being unlimited, the master cannot become a victim of Maya. For in such a case, his unlimitedness would be crippled or limited. Thus, the Mayavada explanation is not correct. The fact is that the master is always the master and unlimited, and the servant, being limited, is sometimes curtailed by the influence of Maya. Maya is also master's energy and is also unlimited. Therefore, the limited servant or the limited living entity is forced to remain under the master or his potency, Maya. Being freed from Maya's influence, one can again become pure servant, equal qualitatively to the Lord. The relationship between the master and servant continues due to their being unlimited and limited respectively. Harihi Om Tat Sat. ओम अज्ञानतिमरंदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोन् श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखम करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलङ्गायते गिरिमित्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं नियतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं कथाञ्चन स्मृते यस्मिन् दुष्करं सुकरं भवेत् विस्मृते विपरीतं स्यात् श्रीचैतन्यं नमामितम्। So this chapter is a very sweet chapter. Chaitanya Charitamrita is sweet. It's very sweet. Why it is very sweet? Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, devotees are doing three important things. What they are doing? They are chanting, they are dancing, they are eating. Whole of Chaitanya Charitamrita can be just classified into these three activities: chanting, dancing, and eating. So therefore, naturally, Chaitanya Charitamrita is very sweet. Yeah, because we all like to chant, we all like to dance, we all like to eat. So different pastimes are going on with these three activities. Now the whole devotees from Bengal, they have come to Puri. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, his original idea was that he will go to Vrindavan. But his mother said, no, don't go to Vrindavan, Vrindavan is too far. You be in Puri. Because Navadip and Puri, they are like two rooms in the same house. Always people are going from Navadip to Puri, people are coming from Puri to Navadip. So she said, at least I can keep track of you, what you're doing, what you're not doing, how are you. I can keep track of you, you can keep track of me. So better you stay in Puri, don't go to Vrindavan. Of course, this external reason, there's internal reason for why Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri, and that's the whole explanation of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Tattva. We'll not get into it, so this is not the time for it. So then all the devotees, they went from, because they cannot be without Mahaprabhu. Like Nimai, when he was Nimai Pandit, he was their life and soul. They used to be so happy seeing him. Just seeing him, being with him, and going through various pastimes with him, even when he was doing his Panditya pastimes, or later when he started his Sankirtan pastimes. And then when he broke the barrier of the Sankirtan pastime, and then he brought it out, because for a long time the Sankirtan pastime was a big secret. They used to do nocturnal kirtan in Shiva Sangan, and nobody was allowed. If somebody got in with some sort of, doing some thing, they were immediately found and thrown out. So it was such an exclusive kirtan, nocturnal kirtan used to go on. And everybody used to be so excited, they used to be so anxious. What is this guy doing the whole night? Then they hear some little bits and pieces of how, you know, Nimai was dancing and how ecstatic it was and things like that. Everybody is thinking that, oh, we want to see Nimai dancing. And, you know, that also was arranged because of this Khol Bhanga pastime. Like this Chankasi comes, he breaks the khol, and then Mahaprabhu, he makes this whole movement, non-cooperation movement. And then the first Nam Sankirtan, public Nam Sankirtan happens. It's a very beautiful description of that Sankirtan in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that more than 350 shlokas, Vrindavan Das Thakur, it just keeps on describing that how that whole pastime actually rolled out. They're just going from Yogapit to Chandkasi's place. You see, this distance is not much. Even if, you know, those who come to Mayapur, you actually can walk from Yogapit to Chandkasi's place. It's not much distance. But that whole incident, he goes on explaining, he cannot stop himself anyway. So therefore, everybody was very eager to see Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu went to Puri. When he took sannyas, the whole Navadvip was crying. And the ghat which he passed to take sannyas is called Nidoya ghat. Nidoya means without mercy. It's called Nidoya ghat. Even today it is called Nidoya ghat only. It's called without mercy. Because they thought, how could Mahaprabhu leave us? What is this act? It's such a cruel act. He just went away. And what kind of ghat it is that it left Mayapur to go, Mahaprabhu to go from Navadvip. So they were so attached to him. So therefore, when he was staying in Puri, everybody used to go there. And they used to stay with him during the whole Rath Yatra time. And they have nice time with him. And then they come back. And even their coming back is explained very nicely. Like they are trying to leave. And they are standing, Mahaprabhu is standing. So they are crying, Mahaprabhu is crying. They are crying the fact that they have to leave. And Mahaprabhu is crying because they are leaving. So both of them are crying. Nobody is going. They stand, oh, okay, we are going. Okay, we are going. But they are not going. Sometimes devotees also do like that, no? I don't know here how it is, you know. When you come into Sangha, you just say, okay, we are going. And you go, don't go only. Then you have to talk this, then you have to talk that, then you have to talk this. It's such a nice exchange, you know. So then finally, then Advaita Acharya said, no, we have to go. So otherwise, you know, it's never going to happen. You just need to go. Then Mahaprabhu started crying. And he started saying, that, see, you guys are all grihasthas. You have so much of work to do. But you have left everything to simply to be with me. So I am a sannyasi. What can I do for you? I have nothing. I have nothing. I can't repay you. I can't repay you. Maybe I should cut my body into pieces and then give you little piece of my body. This is what I can do. And then everybody started crying. And then they're saying, Mahaprabhu, you speak like this, you'll never be able to go. So then finally they leave. So like that, the whole pastime of devotees coming together in Chaitanya Charitamrita, being together and leaving from this place, it's such a nice pastime to read, to see, to relish. That what is the quality of Sangha we want to have? Anyway, so now here, everybody came. So a lot of introduction is going on. The king is on the terrace. He's watching. Gopinath Acharya is explaining to everyone, okay, this is this person, this is this person, this is this person, like that. And then finally, there's some exchange between Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. Because Haridas Thakur, he actually considered, because he was from Muslim birth, so he never considered himself as qualified to go in front of Mahaprabhu. He always stayed away. So he paid obeisance from long distance. And then somebody pointed out, see, he is paying obeisance from long distance. And then Mahaprabhu said that, let's go and embrace Haridas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu is running to hug Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur is running away from him. He said, hey, don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me. I am so fallen, you should not touch me. And Mahaprabhu is saying, no, by touching you, I will become purified. So Prabhupada explains that this is the loving exchange between the master and servant. And they both love each other so much. And the relationship is eternal. You know, that's why we say, Om Tat Sat. Like in 17th chapter Bhagavad Gita, is explained what it means, Om Tat Sat. Om means Krishna. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. So, Om means Krishna. And Tat, it actually refers to the Vedic aphorism. Tat means Tattvam Asi. Tattvam Asi. So, Shankaracharya, he actually twisted this whole aphorism. He considers Mahavakya. Mahavakya means that few statements which are used to interpret a whole philosophy. They're called Mahavakya. He considered this as one of his Mahavakya. Tattvam Asi. You are that. You are that Brahman. Okay, it's correct, you are that Brahman. But you are that Brahman in quality, not in quantity. It's correct that we are Brahman, we are not this body. It's not very difficult to understand this. Yesterday I was giving some discussion in Prabhu's house. We are explaining the point that it's not very difficult to understand that we are not this body. It's not difficult to understand because we have some feelings which is not connected with this body. Like nobody wants to die, but this body is always dying. Nobody wants to be ignorant, but this body is full of ignorance. We are sitting here, we are all listening, but we don't know how this listening process is happening. Like somebody who studies science, they may know, okay, little there's a canal in the air, there is some drum is vibrating, ding, 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 ding. But then you can't exactly say that what is the level of vibration which is happening in the drum, air drum. It's not possible. You can't know. And what's happening, so many things within the body, you know, at this moment, what is happening in your body? Nobody can say. Even the so-called doctors, I run hospital, so I'm closely connected with the doctors. So even the doctors, they say, in allopathy, there's one condition called idiopathic condition. Idiopathic condition means that you can't explain why that condition exists. Sometimes they say this is idiopathic. Idiopathic means we are idiots and he is pati. That's why it's called idiopathy. He is pati, he is the master and we are idiots. So why he has made it like this, nobody knows. So therefore you should call it as idiopathic condition. So this body is full of ignorance, but we don't want to be ignorant. And this body is always changing. The body is always changing. But we want permanence. We want something which is permanent. We don't want change. We want permanence. So what we aspire for and what this body delivers has got no connection. Therefore, we can never be this body. Otherwise, where this aspiration came from? It's a very simple point. It's not like some exotic philosophy. That where this aspiration came from, the aspiration came from a source which has those qualities. And what is that source? That source is Krishna himself. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. And then what came from that source has the same quality of that source. So because of that quality, we are also aspiring to have such a position. Otherwise, there is no basis for such aspiration. If we are this body, then we should be satisfied with what this body is providing. But we are not satisfied with what this body is providing. We are always troubled by this body. So therefore, it's very easy to understand that we are not this body. It's very easy to understand. Between the body and the soul, there is a combination of oil and water. If you combine oil and water, what will happen? They'll nicely combine with each other. You will never be able to know which is oil, which is water. Is it like that? No. However you try to combine the oil and water, oil will remain separate, water will remain separate. This is the same thing with the soul and body. But we think we are this body. That is called Maya. Ritirtam yapratiyeta napratiyeta chatmani tadvidyat atmano maya yata bhasho yata tamaha. Very simple explanation of what is Maya, Bhagavatam provides. Very, very simple explanation. That you cannot see something in connection with Krishna, that is called Maya. Because everything is connected to Krishna. Everything came from Krishna. So you have to, we should be able to see that connection with between Krishna and whatever we see. So if you are not able to see, that's called Maya. Because when we don't see that connection with Krishna, then we try to connect it to ourselves. We think, okay, I can enjoy it. There's nobody's property. There's nobody's property because there's no connection with Krishna. So, therefore, this material world is full of anxiety. This whole anxiety business in this material world is because we are trying to see things without connection with Krishna. And then we are trying to enjoy them. This is called Maya. This is called Maya. So, when we do that, we are delivered with three things. What are the three things? Raga, Bhaya and Krodha. We are delivered with these three gifts. Maya delivers three gifts to us. The first gift is raga. Raga means attachment. Because you see something, you get attached to it. Dhayato vishyanpum saha sangasteshu vajayate. You see something, you think about it, you get attached to it. You see a phone, you think about it, and then you think, okay, this phone is very good. And then it becomes iPhone. I am phone, no? So it becomes iPhone. See, such a very clever branding. You see how modern world is working, that you want to be identified with the phone, not you want to be identified with the soul. So you have to be called as iPhone. So anyway, the whole point is that you get attached to it. This is the first gift Maya gives. You get attached to something which is not permanent. Then when you get attached to something which is not permanent, then you have to always be fearful. Because it is not permanent, it will go away. The very nature of non-permanence is that it has to be lost. So if it has to be lost, we have to be fearful when this will be lost. So the second gift Maya gives is fear, bhaya. And the third gift Maya gives is krodha. When it is lost, you have to become angry because you are enjoying it. Now it is lost, now you have to become angry. Right? It's very logical. So therefore, life in Maya is filled with anxiety. What is the three anxiety? Raga, bhaya and krodha. And when you try to philosophize this anxiety, you become Mayavadi. Okay? These are Mayavadis. What are Mayavadis? Mayavadis are trying to understand Krishna with their experience. What is their experience? Raga, bhaya and krodha. So you try to analyze Krishna with this experience of raga, bhaya and krodha, then you have to come to a conclusion that Krishna is not what I am experiencing. Okay? Means that negative of negation of what I am experiencing should be Krishna. There should be no raga, there should be no bhaya, there should be no krodha. It's correct only. But there is raga, there is bhaya and there is krodha. But in transcendental platform. There are feelings and dealings. There are feelings and dealings in transcendental platform. Like for example, let's take some mundane example, okay? One fellow is full of loan. In Britain, you call it loan or something else, mortgage or what do you call it? Like, you know, borrowing, loan, mortgage, whatever. You know, he's full of loan, he's full of mortgage, he's full of borrowing, okay? What is his anxiety? his anxiety is to become loan free. That is his anxiety. Every day he is thinking about how will I become loan free. He is not thinking about how can he positively enjoy with money, because the fellow doesn't have the capacity to think like that. He is so bogged down by his own experience that he thinks that being free means I should not have any loan. So like that, the Mayavadi is bogged down by his own experience that he thinks being free means being without anxiety. Without anxiety is the highest position. Now, absence of misery is not the highest position. Presence of happiness is the highest position. There's a difference between absence of misery and presence of happiness. Absence of misery is also a type of happiness, but it is a very, very low grade happiness. It's a very low grade happiness. Very low grade happiness. Now you think of Krishna, you think of Yashoda. So Krishna is stealing butter, and Yashoda is asking, hey, did you steal? He says, no, I didn't steal. I didn't steal. Then everyone is complaining. Then Yashoda is saying, hey, you guys are simply complaining. He's not stealing. Then later, Krishna steals from Yashoda's own house. So she becomes very angry. Krodha. Now because she is attached to Krishna, Raga. And then she is thinking, if I don't punish this guy, he will become big rowdy. He will become big gangster. I need to punish this guy, Bhaya. You see, same Raga, Bhaya and Krodha. The same thing is not like different. But it is applied for Krishna. So it is, she takes one stick and then she is going and Krishna is distributing butter to all monkeys. Monkeys are nicely eating butter. And then suddenly monkeys are running away. Krishna is thinking, hey, why are you running away? The monkeys are showing. Krishna is seeing, and Yashoda is standing with stick. And then Krishna thought, oh, danger, now run. Krishna is running, Yashoda is also running. You think, what is happening? Taddhavato anyan atyeti tishtha tasmin apo matrisho dadati. Upanishad is singing the glories of Krishna. What Upanishad is saying? Taddhavato anyan atyeti tishtat. Means that you try to run with Krishna, Krishna will reach any place before you. And what kind of person he is? Tasmin apo matarishva dadati. He controls the wind, he controls the rain, he controls the sun, he controls the moon. By his control, everything is working. And that person is running and Yashoda is chasing him behind the stick. Then Mayavadi is confused. Hey, he's God, but he's running man. How can he be God? If he's God, he should not run. Why God should not run? Do you know why God should not run? Because the basic requirement of running is that you should be in one place and you should not be in another place. Then only you can run. It's a very, very basic requirement of running. Okay? If you have to run from one place to another place, you should be in one place, you should not be in another place. But if you are everywhere, how can you run? There's no possibility of running. Right? So therefore, Mayavadi says, this is all bogus. He cannot run. Brahman is all pervading. How can Brahman run? Sri Radha Gopinanda ki. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Karnitaya ji ki. So therefore Mayavadi is heavily confused. He is thinking, oh, this guy is running. And he is afraid. How can there be feeling of fear in God? How can there be feeling of fear in God? Apanasam Shritim Goram Yannam Vasho Grinan Tata Sadhyo Vimuchete Yad Bhibeti Swayam Bhayam. That fear personified is afraid of Krishna. How can Krishna be afraid? Kuch to gadbad hai. So therefore, Mayavadi wrongly concludes that Krishna is like me. I am a product of Maya. He is also a product of Maya. That's why he is called as Mayavadi. Why he is called as Mayavadi? Because he thinks that as much as I am a product of Krishna, Maya, so he is also a product of Maya. That's why he's called Mayavadi. And it's very interesting that when Prabhupada was initially giving lectures in West, So Prabhupada disciples, they thought this Mayavadi is some opposite group of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada doesn't like them. So always Prabhupada is giving gali to Mayavadis. So this Mayavadis are like this, Mayavadis are like that. So they're thinking like that. But later they understood, we are these Mayavadis. We are this Mayavadis. It's not some group which is there, but we ourselves are Mayavadis. Because we don't accept Krishna as God. Then you may say, no, what is this? We accept Krishna as God. We are not saying like that. We all accept Krishna as God. Okay, very nice, sir. You accept Krishna as God. So what it means to accept Krishna as God, that is very important to know. If you don't know this, then it will all become very theoretical. I accept Krishna as God, then Krishna also accept me, and then the whole theory will keep going on in life. But you will not be able to taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. So we need to understand what it means to accept Krishna as God. So Krishna says very clearly, what he says in Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, in the end, he says, Bhoktaram ekatapasam sarvalokamaheshwaram sukritam sarvabhutanam yatvamam shanti vrachati. So to accept Krishna as God means to accept him as enjoyer. I am not the enjoyer. He is the enjoyer, I am not the enjoyer. We come to Krishna consciousness, but we come with the same enjoying mentality into Krishna consciousness. That we try to enjoy everything in Krishna consciousness. It's good. Instead of enjoying Maya, at least we are enjoying what Krishna is giving. But that's not the be all and end all of everything. Okay? We have to give up this idea that I am the enjoyer. Like Mayavadis are trying to give up things. But we have to give up the idea. That's why it's International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada actually explained what it means renunciation. One lecture Prabhupada gives. So in the lecture Prabhupada says that if a person says that I am renouncing all the money in Bank of America. There's so much money in Bank of America. I am renouncing everything. That means he's a, what is this person? He's a madman. Because the money never belongs to him. How can you renounce it? Okay. If you say, I am renouncing the Bank of England, maybe here. So I renounce all the pounds in Bank of England. Hey, crazy guy, man. The money doesn't belong to you. How can you renounce it? Or if the person says, I want all the money in Bank of England, that means you're a thief. So either you're a thief or you're a madman. Okay. So what is a sane person? A sane person understands that I should neither be a thief nor be a madman. I have to give up this idea of enjoying. The consciousness that I am the enjoyer, this is what we should give up. This is called renunciation. This is called renunciation. Giving up this consciousness that I am enjoyer. So when we come to Krishna consciousness, we should try to understand that I am not the enjoyer, Krishna is the enjoyer. I am being enjoyed. I am being enjoyed. I am offering myself for Krishna's enjoyment. So that's the first thing. The Bhoktaramiketapasam. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram means that who is the controller? Krishna is the controller. I am not the controller. Krishna controls everything. Krishna is the controller. So it means that we should be satisfied with what Krishna gives to us materially. It's very important for us. We should be satisfied. Whatever Krishna gives to us materially, we should be satisfied. It's okay. Whatever Krishna is giving, I am happy with it. But it is not so easy. So Krishna gives three-step formula how to become satisfied. Okay. First step, Krishna says, is first of all, tolerate. Because we are intolerant to what Krishna gives us. Okay. That is our first defect. Krishna gives us something, we are intolerant to it. Either we want more or we want something different. So therefore, we are always protesting to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, why are you doing this to me? Why don't you do this to my neighbor? I am such a nice guy. So we are always protesting to Krishna. Why are you doing this to me, man? I am chanting 16 rounds. I am following four regulative principles. I have guru also. Why are you troubling me? Go trouble somebody else. Whole population is there. 8 billion is there. So the whole point is that we should first of all tolerate. Okay, that's what Krishna says first. Matras, Pashas, Kaunteya, Siddhoshna, Sukadukada, ఆగమాపాయిన అనిత్య స్థాంతితికి శస్వ భారత యు ప్లీజ్ టాలరేట్ ఓకే ఇట్ విల్ గో అవే ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ స్టే ఇట్ విల్ గో అవే వీ షుడ్ లెర్న్ టు టాలరేట్ బోత్ హ్యాపీనెస్ అండ్ డిస్ట్రెస్ నా టాలరేటింగ్ డిస్ట్రెస్ ఈజ్ ఈజీ బట్ టాలరేటింగ్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఈజ్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ పీపుల్ డోంట్ యువన్ నో హౌ ఇస్ దెర్ ఇస్ డూ వీ నీడ్ టు టాలరేట్ హ్యాపీనెస్ పీపుల్ డోంట్ నో దిస్ దట్ వీ నీడ్ టు టాలరేట్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఓకే బికాస్ వెన్ హ్యాపీనెస్ కమ్స్ వీ గెట్ క్యారీడ్ అవే టూ మచ్ ఓ ఐఎమ్ సచ్ అ గ్రేట్ గాయ ఐఎమ్ సో హ్యాపీ నో మ్యాన్ ప్లీజ్ టాలరేట్ బికాస్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్సో గోయింగ్ టు గో అవే డోంట్ బికమ్ టూ మచ్ క్యారీడ్ అవే బై హ్యాపీనెస్ డోంట్ గెట్ టూ మచ్ క్యారీడ్ అవే బై డిస్ట్రెస్ టాలరేట్ ఫస్ట్ స్టెప్ దెన్ సెకండ్ ఇస్ బికమ్ యూక్యుపాయిస్డ్ దట్ సుఖదుఃఖ సమీకృత్వ లాభాలాభో జయాజయో తథా యుద్ధాయ యుజస్సు నైవం పాపము ఆప్సిసి సో వన్స్ యూ లెర్న్ టు టాలరేట్ దెన్ యూ క్యాన్ లెర్న్ టు బికమ్ యూక్యుపాయిస్డ్ ఓకే అండ్ వన్స్ యూ లెర్న్ టు బికమ్ యూక్యుపాయిస్డ్ దెన్ యూ క్యాన్ బి సాటిస్ఫైడ్ ఎదుర్చ లాభ సంతుష్టో ఏనకేనచిత్ దెన్ దిస్ క్వాలిటీ అట్రాక్ట్స్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ 12 చాప్టర్స్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ దట్ హౌ కృష్ణ విల్ ఫాల్ ఇన్ లవ్ విత్ అస్ అండ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ విచ్ కృష్ణ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్స్ ఇస్ దట్ బీయింగ్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ వాట్ కమ్స్ ఆన్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ అకార్డ్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ దెన్ వీ డోంట్ ట్రై టు కంట్రోల్ వీఆర్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ వాట్ కమ్స్ ఆన్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ అకార్డ్ ఓకే కృష్ణ ఇస్ గివింగ్ దిస్ అండ్ దెన్ వీ ఎండెవర్ ప్రాపర్లీ ఇన్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ వీ షుడ్ బి డిస్సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ అవర్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ వీ షుడ్ బి సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ అవర్ మెటీరియల్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్స్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ వీ డూ ఆపోజిట్ వీ ఆర్ వెరీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ అవర్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఐఎమ్ డూయింగ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ కెన్ డూ దిస్ ఇస్ ద బెస్ట్ ఐ కెన్ డూ ఇన్ ద గివెన్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్స్ ఐఎమ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఓవర్ స్ట్రెచింగ్ మైసెల్ఫ్ ఐ కెనాట్ డూ మోర్ దెన్ దిస్ వీ ఆర్ వెరీ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ దట్ బట్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు అవర్ కెరియర్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు హౌ మచ్ మనీ వీ మేక్ వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ టు హౌ మచ్ వీ వాంట్ టు అక్యుములేట్ నో వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యామిలీ వీ హ్యావ్ వెరీ డిస్సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ దట్ వెరీ డిస్సాటిస్ఫైడ్ వీ వాంట్ దిస్ బెటర్ వీ వాంట్ దట్ బెటర్ వీ వాంట్ టు హ్యావ్ మచ్ బెటర్ కండిషన్ మేబీ అ బిగర్ కార్ యూనో సో మెనీ థింగ్స్ సో ఇట్ షుడ్ బి ఆపోజిట్ వీ షుడ్ బి సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ వాట్ కమ్స్ ఆన్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ అకార్డ్ అండ్ వీ షుడ్ బి డిస్సాటిస్ఫైడ్ విత్ అవర్ కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్నెస్ సో దిస్ వే వీ కెన్ గివ్ కంట్రోలింగ్ మెంటాలిటీ అండ్ దెన్ వెల్ విషింగ్ మెంటాలిటీ సో వీ థింక్ దట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ రన్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అస్ వీ హ్యావ్ దిస్ ఫీలింగ్ దట్ యునో సమ్ టైమ్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ దిస్ ఫీలింగ్ దట్ ఓ దిస్ సర్వీసెస్ రన్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మీ ఇఫ్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ దేర్ వన్ వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు దిస్ గైస్ దే షుడ్ రియలైజ్ దట్ వాట్ ఐఎమ్ కాంట్రిబ్యూటింగ్ టు ది సొసైటీ ఐఎమ్ సచ్ అన్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ కాంట్రిబ్యూటర్ టు ద సొసైటీ వెన్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ కాంట్రిబ్యూటింగ్ దిస్ గైస్ విల్ రియలైజ్ వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ దట్ వాట్ ఐ హావ్ డన్ ఓకే బట్ వీ షుడ్ యాక్చువల్లీ అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఇట్స్ అ ప్రివిలేజ్ టు సర్వ్ ఇస్కాన్ ఇట్స్ అ ప్రివిలేజ్ యువర్ సర్వీస్ ఈస్ యువర్ ప్రివిలేజ్ ఇట్స్ అ ఫేవర్ గివెన్ టు యూ ఇట్స్ నాట్ ద ఫేవర్ యు ఆర్ గివింగ్ టు కృష్ణ కృష్ణ డజంట్ వాంట్ ఎనీబడీస్ సర్వీస్ ఆత్మరామ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ వెరీ నైస్ సర్వెంట్స్ చింతామణి ప్రక్ర సద్మసు కల్పవృక్ష లక్షావృతేషు శ్రభిరవి పాలయంతం లక్ష్మీ సహస్ర సత సంభ్రమ సేవ్యమానం యు సీ హౌ ద వర్డ్స్ బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ అరేంజింగ్ లక్ష్మీ సహస్ర సత సంభ్రమ సేవ్యమానం హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ థౌసండ్స్ ఆఫ్ లక్ష్మీ విత్ గ్రేట్ ఈగర్నెస్ దే ఆర్ స్టాండింగ్ హౌ కెన్ ఐ సర్వ్ యూ కృష్ణ ప్లీజ్ And then we think that, oh, my service is indispensable. You have to give up this well-wishing mentality, that I am the well-wisher, I am the patronizing mentality. We should give up that mentality. Because they are directly connected to Raga, Bhaya and Krodha. Enjoying mentality is connected to Raga, controlling mentality is connected with Bhaya, and well-wishing mentality is connected with Krodha. So this means that we are accepting Krishna. This means that we are accepting Krishna. That, okay, we have accepted Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. I accept he is the enjoyer. I accept he is the controller. I accept he is the well-wisher. So then we can say that we are becoming free from Mayavadic influence. Then we can say that we are becoming free from Mayavadic influence. Otherwise, we will always tend to become victim of offenses. We may tend to see the deity as something material, made of marble. And we may deal with the deity like that. I was recently talking to a devotee, and he was actually saying one experience of one pujari. He was actually dressing the deity, and one day the deity came to the pujari's dream, and then the deity was very angry. And the deity also came in the temple president's dream. And the deity was very angry. And then the temple president asked the deity, "Why are you so angry?" Then the deity said that, "You know this pujari, he is always pricking the pins on me. This guy doesn't understand that he's not supposed to prick the pins on me." So then the temple person became very afraid. Then he went and saw in the deity, when this pujari is dressing, he saw that pins are pricking the deity. Then he told the pujari, "Hey, please be careful, man. You're pricking Krishna. Don't do like this. You be very careful." So, deity is Krishna. In Sakshi Gopal pastime, deity is saying, "Hey, what you're asking me to come and give witness and all, I cannot move. I am deity, man. Don't you know? I cannot move. I am fixed in one place. Prana Pratishtha has been done for me. I am fixed. I cannot move." Then the devotee tells the deity, "If you can talk, you can also walk. Don't tell me story. Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Vrajendra Nandan. You are not some idol. You are Vrajendra Nandan. You are Krishna. So you better walk with me. You come and give witness." So this understanding that we are actually dealing with a person who likes and who doesn't, who has likes and dislikes. We think, "Oh, God means you should not have likes and dislikes." No. Krishna likes. Krishna also doesn't like. Krishna likes so many things. Krishna also doesn't like so many things. He has likes and dislikes. He has preferences. Krishna prefers. He prefers to deal with his devotees. He doesn't prefer to deal with Mayavadis. He prefers to deal with his devotees. Krishna has preferences. Krishna has likes. Krishna has dislikes. So to deal with him as a person who is supreme, to understand that he is the enjoyer, he is the controller, he is the well-wisher, this means that we are actually accepting Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is just 5th chapter Bhagavad Gita. And then we have, 7th chapter, 8th chapter, 9th chapter, 10th chapter, all the way up to 18th chapter. So, therefore, the Mayavadis are carried away by their own conception of God, and they're trying to measure God with their own experience, which is the biggest mistake. The Lord is called as Adokshaja. Akshajam means that what is born out of indriyas. Akshajam. Jam means born out. Aksha means eyes. You can measure something with the eye. It's called akshajam. Adokshajam means that is beyond the measurement of senses. So if you try to understand Krishna with our senses, then we are going to fail. Rupa Goswami says that we will fail. Atashri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyehi. Sevan mukehi jivvadho swayam yevas prutyataha. So then you do some service that is sat. Sadeva saumya. That is the sat padartha. There is om, which is Krishna. Then there is tat, which is the qualitative oneness of Krishna and jiva. And then there is sat. The sat is the eternality of the service, eternality of the master, and eternality of the servant. So seva, sevya, and sevaka. All the three are eternal. And that is the sat padartha. So therefore, om tat sat. That's why we say when we read scripture, or when we try to finish some activity in Krishna consciousness, we say om tat sat. Why? To remind ourselves that I am the servant. I am the servant. I am not the master. He is the master, I am the servant. and I have this wonderful opportunity to serve him. And this opportunity is the privilege which is bestowed upon me. So therefore, we learn to see service as a privilege. We learn to see service as a privilege. And when we learn to see that, then everything becomes very beautiful. Then Krishna consciousness becomes very joyful. Because you are actually training to be with Krishna. Actually, you are doing various things and you are training to be with Krishna. You are trying to see yourself in Krishna's pastimes. That's what Krishna says. Janma karma chame divyam yovam yoveti tatvataha tektva deham punar janma na iti mame iti swarjana. Then we understand Krishna's pastimes are transcendental. And we also understand that I have a place in that pastime. And we try to unveil that place, try to understand what is that place, what is the way to understand it. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Suddha Chitte Kurya Udai. That simply we try to hear Krishna's pastimes. We try to understand with pure heart that what Krishna is trying to do, what kind of lover he is, because Krishna is a lover. We try to understand what kind of lover he is, because in this world we are all dealing with various lovers, and sometimes we are dealing with the haters who are just, you know, the same side of the coin, some other side of the coin, same coin. One side is love, other side is hate. So we are dealing with people and relationships. So what kind of person Krishna is, what kind of relationship he has with people, that's what we are trying to explore when we try to explore Krishna's pastimes. That's why Chaitanya Charitam is so important, because it's all about relationship. Chaitanya Charitam is all about relationship. How to deal with devotees, how to deal in the Sangha of devotees. Like Krishna is saying, Saradhamnan Paritya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tam Saravapyabhya Moksha Masuchaha. Gone, finished. Okay, he said, surrender unto me. So how to surrender? Krishna will keep on gun at your back and then say, hands up, and then you have to surrender. He didn't explain. He didn't give any explanation. He just said, surrender unto me, and then he went away. But how to surrender? It's a very ambiguous situation. Krishna is saying, surrender. And Krishna also says, Sarvadharman Paritejya. Sarvadharman Paritejya. You give up all dharma and then you surrender. What is this? Krishna comes to save dharma and then Krishna is saying, give up dharma. So much confusion. So all that confusion is cleared in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam actually explains what it means, Sarvadharman Paritejya. Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Very clearly it explains, because Bhagavatam, you see, everybody is there. Like there's a king, there's an old man, there's a young man, there's a small child, there's Brahmana, there's Kshatriya. All sorts of people are there in Bhagavatam and they're all surrendering to Krishna. So you can always find yourself in Bhagavatam. Because your circumstance, your problem, what you are going through, you can always find in Bhagavatam. That's what Bhagavatam is meant for. Nigamakalpaturur galitam phalam sukamukatamrita dravasamyutam pivata bhagavatam. We should drink bhagavatam because it's meant to be drunk. We should get drunk with bhagavatam. People get drunk on Saturday nights, I was told here. So why to get drunk only on Saturday night? Get drunk every day, but get drunk with bhagavatam. Pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam. Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalaya. So, Bhagavatam explains how to surrender. This is Bhagavatam's job. It explains how to surrender. And then it identifies the process of surrender. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Samanas Tam Namami Harim Pram. This is the last shloka of Bhagavatam. So, Krishna says that Aham Tam Sarva Papyabhyo Moksha Ishami. Krishna said, I will remove all your sins. Don't worry. So, how it will be removed? Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Samanas Tam Namami Harim Param. So simply by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, all sins will be removed. So surrender to the holy name, surrender to Nama Prabhu. Now from what to do, where to do, there is no clarity. From there we have some clarity. What is that? You surrender to Nama Prabhu, surrender to the holy name will remove everything. But how to surrender to the holy name? How to chant Hare Krishna? How to be cooperative in Kali Yuga? Very difficult to cooperate in Kali Yuga. Because Kali by nature is divisive. Kali by nature is divisive. So how to cooperate in Kali Yuga? How to tolerate devotees? We come in the Sangha, and then initially everything is ecstatic. Everything is ecstatic initially. After some time, Krishna consciousness wears down on you. Then you start seeing dosh darshan. Bhagavad darshan stops. Dosh darshan starts. That you stop seeing Krishna, you start seeing defects. After that initial euphoria is over, then you stop seeing Krishna, and then you start seeing defects. And then you can find numerous defects. You can find numerous defects. The only clean person is you. The world is full of defects. So, how to stop all these things? How to work in Sangha? This is what Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about. Chaitanya Charitamrita is all about how to practically chant the holy name. And how to be in Sangha, how to work with devotees, what is the etiquette of dealing with Vaishnavas, how to receive them, how to feed them, how to be respectful to them, how to get the best out of this process of Nama Sankirtan. So therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita is very practical, very, very practical. The pastimes of Chaitanya Charitamrita are very, very practical. So when we read these pastimes, when we see that, especially here, that we see how the master and servant are dealing with each other. So, we learn in Krishna consciousness that how to give up this Mayavada mentality. How to give up this mentality of not accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How to accept Him. What is the process of accepting Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead? How to see ourselves in His pastime simply by chanting, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bhajana Rasya, he's saying that that all the pastimes of Krishna are in the holy name. All the pastimes of Krishna are in the holy name. It is there. Shravanadi Sutta Jitte Kuriya Udayam. That we should learn to hear with pure heart. Satam prasangan mamavirya samvido bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana katha tajoshanat aso apavargavartmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. Very beautiful shloka. Very beautiful. Kapiladev explains that come in the sangha of devotees, satam prasangan, and then speak about mama virya samvido. Speak about the wonderful activities of Krishna. Wonderful Krishna. His activities are so nice. They are so wonderful. He can create such a big setup for us. This whole material world, 14 planetary systems. Such a circus. Such a circus. Krishna can create for us just because we want to forget Him. And then you see so nice. People say that, oh, London, the climate is so nice. Then somebody says, oh, Switzerland is better. So, it's indeed beautiful. It's indeed beautiful. But Krishna reminds, yadyat vibhuti mat sattvam srimat urjitam yevava tattat yevava gacchattvam mamate joamsa sambhavam. That whatever you see which is beauty, whatever you see which is strength, whatever you see which is great, simply understand, my dear Arjuna, in this material world, is simply a spark of my splendor. If spark can be so beautiful, then how beautiful Krishna will be? How beautiful Krishna will be? And how nice it will be to be with Him. And then we are rotting here. We are rotting here. And we are trying to fight with each other. Oh, I am better. No, you are better. No, I am better. You are better. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So therefore, when we try to relate to what these people are doing in Bhagavatam, what these people are doing in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we understand that there's something which we are missing. That is the higher taste. That's the higher taste. We are missing it. And that's our right. That's our right. What we are missing is actually our right. It's our birthright. In Nectar of Devotion, Rupa Goswami says that pure devotional service is the birthright of every living entity. And we have given up that. And then we are fighting for pittance. We're fighting for pittance. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So then we can become free of raga bhaya and krodha. Vita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upashritaha bhagavo jnana tapasa putamad bhavam agataha. That we can become free of raga bhaya krodha because we have that knowledge of Krishna's supremacy and we have accepted that Krishna is supreme. And when we have that knowledge and when we accept Krishna is supreme, then naturally, then there is no raga, there is no bhaya, there is no krodha. Naturally, it is not there. Because we understand the futility of the endeavor in this material world. The futility of endeavor in this material world. We cannot make this place a nice place. We cannot make this place a nice place. By nature, it is not a nice place. By nature, Krishna's place is a nice place. When you understand that, then what happens? Then this becomes a nice place. Why? Because you are no longer seeing this place as how you are seeing before. You are seeing simply this place as what is Krishna's place. You're actually able to see this material world as a product of Krishna's love, not as a facility for enjoyment. Then whatever we see in this material world simply reminds us of Krishna. And that's very nice. That's very nice. That's why yesterday we were discussing about Virat Rupa. Actually, Virat Rupa is very nice because Virat Rupa can help us to connect everything what we see to Krishna because we are dealing with Virat Rupa. Every day in, day out, that's what we are dealing with. We are dealing with Virat Rupa. Like yesterday somebody was mentioning that the trees and plants, they are Krishna's bodily hair. So whatever we eat comes from Krishna's hair. If there is no Krishna's hair, we can't eat. You're eating every day what grows out of Krishna's hair. So Krishna maintains us. And Krishna keeps us. Krishna is doing everything for us. Even though we want to forget him, we want to deny his existence, we want to make him impersonal, no hands, no legs. We want to do all that. But still Krishna maintains. Krishna maintains Mayavadis, Krishna maintains atheists, Krishna maintains devotees also. But Krishna maintains devotees in such a way that devotees fall in love with him and then go back home, back to Godhead. So there's no raga, there's no bhaya, there's no krodha, there's no maya vada. So these are some thoughts which comes from this verse. Okay. Any questions, comments, corrections, brickbats? Yes, Rabuji. Yeah.
About Maya, that which is not connected to Krishna,
yeah,
is Maya.
Yes, I didn't say it. But just point. I didn't say it. Krishna himself said it. So sometimes we have to be careful because we are not saying these things. Krishna is saying this. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But Maya is already connected with Krishna because it is the part of Krishna.
Correct. It's a very nice question. Yeah. See, it's not that Maya is not connected with Krishna. Maya is connected with Krishna. Krishna is saying that Devihi Yesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. This is my Maya. He is very proudly saying that, you know, this is my Maya. Hey, don't take it so simply. This is my Maya. Duratyaya, very difficult to conquer. So, but it's not that Maya is not connected with Krishna, our vision is not connected with Krishna.
That's true.
Like for example, there's a gulab jamun, right? So you can look at the gulab jamun in different ways. Like how does a vikarmi look at gulab jamun? Okay, vikarmi means a sinful person. How does he look at gulab jamun? Forget whether it's sin or piety. Just earn some money and then get gulab jamun and eat. If you have to steal, it's okay. Beg, borrow, steal, but eat gulab jamun. Don't worry about what is piety, what is impiety. How does a karmi see gulab jamun? He understands this is an object of enjoyment, but I should earn money by pious means to take it, and I should eat it, and before eating, I should give it to the demigods, this way I can go to Swarga, I can eat lots of gulab jamun in Swarga. So he has gulab jamun eating program in Swarga. Okay. So therefore he acts piously. Same gulab jamun. Okay. How does a jnani look at gulab jamun? The jnani looks at gulab jamun. He sees gulab jamun is there. He sees syrup is there. He sees gulab jamun is floating in the syrup. And gulab jamun looks very nice. Then he starts saying, neti, neti, neti. Not this, not this, not this. This gulab jamun is a product of maya. This sugar is a product of maya. This floating is a product of maya. My seeing is a product of maya. My eating is a product of maya. I am not this gulab jamun. Gulab jamun is not me. Everything is maya. I should become Brahman. He has big problem with gulab jamun. He has big problem with gulab jamun. He's so afraid of gulab jamun. But still he has to eat it because he likes it. But he cannot eat it because it is maya. So now his eternal dilemma of how to deal with this material world. So his life is miserable. That's why Krishna says that klesho dikatata stesham avyakta asakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukkham. The fellow cannot even eat a gulab jamun. Avyakta hi gatir dukkham dehavabdiravapyate. So this is jnani with gulab jamun. Now who is yogi? Yogi with gulab jamun. Okay. So gulab jamun is very nice, but he should not see it. So he has to keep his eyes 3/4 closed. Gulab jamun is very nice. He should not smell it. Therefore, he has to hold his breath in kumbhaka. There is purvaka, there is rechaka, and there is kumbhaka. This is yogic process. Purvaka means outgoing breath. Rechaka means incoming breath, something like that. And then kumbhaka means hold it. Don't leave it. Because if you leave the breath, then what will happen? The smell will come. And then you'll get attracted to gulab. The fellow has to keep his breath hold because this gulab jamun is there. He has to shut down his ears. He has to shut down his senses. Because he's paranoid of this gulab jamun. He's paranoid of gulab jamun. What devotee does? He comes. He takes his gulab jamun. He says, oh, gulab jamun belongs to Krishna. Oh, Radha Gokulananda, eat gulab jamun. Just offer gulab jamun to Radha Gokulananda. And then they are so merciful, they eat with eyes. You see, they simply eat with eyes. Angani, yasya, sakalendriya, vrittimanti. And then after they eat with eyes, then they give it back to us. They say, okay, now you eat, man. Then we become very joyful. Say, annamrita pavri, Radha Krishna kunaka, premedhako, stetarin thai, jani mai, jani thai. And then eat one, eat another, and then eat another. And then you feel transcendental ecstasy by eating gulab jamun. You see, the same gulab jamun, right? The karmi is, the vikarmi is in maya, karmi is in maya, jnani is in maya, yogi is in maya. The only fellow who is eating the gulab jamun and not in maya is devotee. Why? Because he directly sees the connection between gulab jamun and Krishna. That's the difference. The difference is in the vision, not in the relationship. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Okay. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for the wonderful class. You mentioned the point that we should be dissatisfied with our advancement in Krishna consciousness, yeah, but satisfied with our material life. And as a young person, I find it really difficult to strike that balance because sometimes the seniors advise that we should try and persevere in material life so that we can become stable to then practice spiritual life.
See, it's not that, you know, see, you have to understand that the Krishna consciousness is not inactivity, right? This is something very important to understand, that Arjuna did not want to fight the war. Krishna spoke the whole Bhagavad Gita so that Arjuna should fight the war, right? It's not that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, okay, go sit at home, don't do anything. That's not the idea, okay? Sitting at home and not doing anything is not the idea. What it means that we should be satisfied with what comes on its own accord means that Krishna says very clearly in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita itself, okay? He says that karmanyevadikaraste ma phalesha kadachana ma karma phalahetur mate sangosta karmani. Very simple, clear, straightforward instruction. That you have the responsibility to do your duty. You have a body, you have to maintain it. In order to maintain that body, you have to do certain duty. You have the responsibility to do it. Okay? You should not try to give up that responsibility prematurely. Okay? You should carry out your responsibility. But you should carry out your responsibility in such a way that you are able to please Krishna with that responsibility. Okay? I'll give a simple example. You know, suppose you have to cook. Okay. I am like an eating person. So all my example is related to eating. So suppose you have to cook. Okay. You are cooking for yourself. Or you are cooking for the person whom you love. So when will you cook better? Will you cook better when you are cooking for yourself? Or will you cook better when you are cooking for the person whom you love? Please tell me. Yeah. So now you want to love Krishna, right? So naturally, whatever you want to offer to Krishna, you will do it best, no? Whether it is your academics or whether it's your career or whatever it is, you will try to do your best because you are doing it not for yourself, you are doing it to please Krishna. You understand that? So then naturally, a devotee does everything perfectly. That's why a devotee is called Daksha. Daksha means very expert. So whatever a devotee tries to do, he tries to do it to the best of his ability. Because that's not for himself, that's for Krishna. Okay. But in the process, you may get some result which you expect, or you may not get the result which you expect. Okay. So when you get the result which you expect, don't get carried away by it. When you don't get the result which you expect, don't become morose due to that. Sukha dukke same kritva labha labhav jaya jaya. Okay. So this means accepting what comes in its own accord. Doesn't mean that you don't do anything. Okay. You do what you are meant to do, whatever is your duty. Okay. You do it what you are meant to do and do it at the right time. Right? And where you get your duty from, you get your duty from Shastra. Krishna explains in 3rd chapter Bhagavad Gita, Annat bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anna sambhavaha, yajnyat bhavati parjanyo yajya karma samudbhavam, karma brahmodbhavam vidhi. What you are supposed to do and what you are not supposed to do, you learn from Shastra. Okay, not from hearing from some person, other person, not from hearing from society, or not by popular opinion, not by democratic vote. You simply understand what you have to do and what you should not do by understanding Shastra. And for us, Shastra means Prabhupada books. Okay. So you simply understand what you have to do and what you should not do by reading Prabhupada books. You read Prabhupada books, you get convinced yourself that this is what I am supposed to do, this is what I am not supposed to do. Because that is the only difference between devotee and demon. In 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains who is devotee, who is demon. He gives only one difference between devotee and demon. What is the difference? Devotee understands what should be done and what should not be done from Shastra. Demon does whatever he wants because according to his convenience, sometime he accepts Shastra, sometime he doesn't accept Shastra. So you try to understand what I'm supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do by reading Prabhupada books. You be convinced and then you try to follow it to the best of your ability. Right? Then we are doing good. Does that answer your question? Okay. Anybody else? Okay, we'll stop here. Radharachamar Bhag. Oh, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Haridas Thakur ki, Mahaprabhu ki, Aaj ke Sangh ki, Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.